This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. School's back in session pretty much everywhere now after a year, maybe a year and a half, of classes online. So more normal, if not completely normal. The same applies, that not completely normal thing, for all the businesses that rely on back-to-school shopping season, including this one in today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Jennifer Bergman. I'm the owner of Westside Kids, and we're located on the Upper West Side of New York City. We're a specialty toy store. My mother opened Westside Kids in 1981, and we carry everything from Lego and dolls and arts and crafts and science and baby toys. And our clients are parents and grandparents from all walks of life. We were really worried. If you had asked me last spring if we would survive this, I may have said no. But then by the fall, things were a little better. I was feeling a little bit more optimistic. And back to school is usually really big business for us. Now we would be selling a lot of like fun pencils and fidget toys and just sort of, you know, the fun things that kids like to take to school. And then in September, it's a big birthday month, and so we would have really, really busy weekends selling birthday presents. The back-to-school business this year is very different than it has been in the previous years. Things are a lot quieter than they normally are. We actually aren't selling that many backpacks and lunch bags and school supplies that we have. There isn't that back-to-school energy in the city yet. I think everyone is very hesitant and worried. We're not seeing that many kids in the store yet. And so it's really a wait-and-see game. We're keeping a very close eye on the Delta variant, but we're definitely more optimistic about business than we were last year at this time. I really have to have a positive outlook. Otherwise, you know, can you get out of bed in the morning? I feel like the only thing we can do is be thankful for the business that we do have. And so I'm keeping my store full of toys and we'll just go from there.
Jennifer Bergman, she runs a toy store in New York City. This series does not happen without you, you know, your stories as well. So if you would share them with us, we would be obliged. You can do that at marketplace.org/myeconomy.